Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Here's the news in 60 seconds from YumaDailyNews.com. The fentanyl crisis in Arizona has been racking up more pills at the southern border. Agents say they have seized 1.5 million more pills just in the past week. Those seizures took place at the Nogales port of entry. To fill in subjects missed at school, students have been looking into social media to learn, preferably TikTok. A professor from Florida State University says parents and educators should take time to learn more about social media platform to understand how to reach kids where they are. A delivery company has been laying off more than 300 workers at a warehouse in Phoenix. The company based out of New York filed a notice with the Grand Canyon State about the plan. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin has been saying he respects Arizona Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema's decision to leave the Dems party. Manchin says he has always looked at all the options, but has no intention of switching sides as of right now. Gas prices have been falling in Arizona. According to GasBuddy, the price of gas has dropped more than 25 cents a gallon. The lowest price gas we found in Yuma is about $3.09. Follow us on Facebook at Yuma Daily News for the latest local and state news in Yuma and in Arizona. That's news for now. I'm Kendra White.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Kimberly Kale. I'm the executive director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and this is Chamber Chatter. And this morning, we, of course, have Russ Clark in the studio with us this morning. Good morning, Russ.
You know, as I started you without your music, I don't know what I did.
What happened to taking care of business?
Well, that was just force of habit. There we go.
That's better. Because how am I supposed to start without it? Yeah. I've been conditioned over the last 2 years.
Yeah, we were talking. I forgot we were off my show.
Oh, dear.
That's the music I normally start with.
Right. Oh, yeah, it is, too.
Yeah. George Thorogood, you talk too much.
Well, today I am going to talk too much because...
What do you mean you're talking too much?
Because, unfortunately, the guest that we had planned today was, things happen.
Yeah, you kicked him out. I saw him.
I did not kick him out. Yeah, did not kick him out. Everything's...
This is how you are.
I would never do that.
No, you would not.
So it's going to be you and me today. So we're going to take care of our own business. I know. Are we going to be able to do it?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not? So are you ready for Christmas? Oh, dear.
Well, as ready as I need to be.
Okay. Well, have you gone shopping?
No.
Are you going to go shopping?
No.
Okay. Well,
not.
Then that's okay.
I mean, I very much like the tradition of presents and all that stuff.
That's fine.
But I kind of live alone, and I take care of the kids. I mean, I've already given presents to everybody.
Right.
And the kids, and I'm talking the grandkids now.
Yeah.
I had assumed,
because I've seen your darling little grandkids. So.
Yeah, they are so many presents that are going to be to open. They won't even know. There's such a volume of stuff that I don't really want to add to it.
Yep.
You know, Grandpa will take care of them.
I actually just had a mom, and I'm not going to clearly say who on air. Uh-huh. I actually just had a mom. She's got a very, very small child. And I asked her something about it, and she says, we're not getting him presents. And I'm like, okay. And whatever. Everybody does their own thing. I'm like, okay. But she kind of looked at me then, and she's like, well, when you had yours, did you give him presents? And I said, I did.
Of course I did. Yeah.
I said, however, I have to tell you that I understand. At this point, at 18 years old, he does not remember what we got him when he was two. Well, but it was about me watching him open the presents. So his presents were really for me, not for him.
Well, these kids are so overwhelmed. I mean, for the kids that, gosh, I mean, the drive for Toys for Tots and all those, absolutely wonderful. I mean, there's kids out there that don't receive.
And that's different.
That is different. Not that my grandkids are spoiled or whatever, but it's just a little overwhelming. And Grandpa takes care of them like every day.
Right. And as long as they have
something. And I'll be there with them.
Right.
To do it. In fact, I may take credit for every present.
Okay, perfect. That sounds like a plan.
As far as they know, I did. I'm the one that ends up putting it all together.
Well, it's funny. So my family being far away, they tend to ship our presents. And my older sister, she sent presents from a third party, you know, I'm not going to say who. they're not chamber members.
Yeah,
so, and so she sent them from a third party. And so I got this big box with these lovely presents that are pre-wrapped inside.
Pre-wrapped even.
Pre-wrapped even. Wow. Yes. And they all said, love Kay and Bob.
Okay.
None of them said who they were to.
Do they need that? I mean, that makes it more fun.
And
you
so,
can claim what you like that way. Somebody open it.
Exactly. And so I messaged her yesterday and said, well, box came. And they did definitely make sure that we knew who they were from. I said, but I don't know whose present
that's awesome.
Is whose. So we're
that's
going to
make it a more interesting opening.
It is going to make for a much more interesting Christmas morning. So that's so if I open up, you know, something that's like
power tool,
yeah, power tools or golf related or something. Yeah. I'm guessing it's not for me.
Not for you.
But we'll figure it out.
I embrace the whole thing, but right now, different. I'm having my Christmas party tomorrow.
For your employees?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow. But here's what, you know, in years past, we've had them at restaurants.
Okay.
And then we had them at, we even rented a room over at the Civic Center, which they did a beautiful job. But a lot of people said they're interested in going, don't show up. So okay. We decided we're just going to have a Christmas party that me and my partner like. So we're going to load up all of the off-road vehicles and we're going to go out in the desert and join us if you like.
That sounds like fun. So I'm just curious.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'll have to find out what this is. So what do you do for your employees at the holidays? Do they get extra time off? Do they get bonuses?
No.
So you're the Grinch?
We buy some candy and put it on the desk out front.
We have candy year round in our office. That's where my waistline is.
Taking care of employees is absolutely paramount and all that kind of stuff. But we haven't developed. I mean, we're still a fairly new company.
Exactly. That's what I was.
We haven't developed a whole lot of things for that, other than the Christmas parties and stuff like that. But
right. Well, you're closed Christmas Day, right?
Yes.
Okay. We'll see.
What is it? A Saturday or something?
I think it's a Sunday. Even you're like, yeah, we would have been closed anyway.
But no, they'll get days off.
I'm just curious because I'm starting to hear, you know, some. I guess I've always taken it for granted that I've always gotten the time off around the holidays.
Right.
And lately, I've been talking to some of the businesses around town, and they're just kind of looking at me.
Major businesses generally have that set up in their structure.
Right. It's in our personnel policies.
Smaller businesses may not, although I always did when I owned Knapp Auto Parts. Okay. It was a smaller business, and we wrote a book on all those things right off the bat. And this was just a couple guys getting together doing a small thing, so we really don't have formalized. You know.
I'm shaking my head at you.
Why?
Because you should have formalized, yeah.
Oh, well, it's only a couple guys. I mean, we all get together, we do what we want.
I know.
In the long run, it will have to be.
Yeah, exactly.
It will have to be. Right now, it's less than that. Well, we just get together and fix cars. I mean, sometimes we'll be there late at night or on the weekends or, you know, come in at midnight if a car breaks down or something. But I'm not necessarily.
So if my car breaks down at midnight, I can call you?
Yeah.
Of course, I call you anyway. Yeah. So,
well, what generally that means somebody gets towed in on a, you know, from out of town, they're on a highway.
Yep.
And a tow truck driver could tow them in. I've met them at midnight before. Not that I'm going to fix the car.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make sure it gets put in a good place, that we have somebody that's going to take care of it in the morning. I've driven them to hotels.
Right. Okay. So here's my question then. Yeah. As a lot of people are getting in their cars over the holidays because they're going to go either somewhere to see family or whatever, what do you recommend that I do with my car so that I don't end up broken down on the side of the road?
Some of it's real simple, and it's a quick check on all the basics as far as all the fluids. Just go right through everything. In fact, I just got back from Phoenix. I had to take an old truck. It's got 260,000 miles on it. And before I left, I told one of the guys, check it out.
So it's got more miles than you.
Yeah, it's got a lot of miles on it. It's still an original engine and everything. But,
wow,
you know,
that's awesome.
But the way you keep an original engine at 260,000 miles, and it's a gas engine, not a diesel, is basics. The oil, is it, you know, do you change oil on time? Is the oil levels good?
I am notorious for not changing my oil on time. I will admit that.
It'll shorten the life of a car.
Yeah.
Just no question.
And I mean, I do change it. Don't get me wrong. I don't just let it go forever.
We had to put a new engine in a guy's car just the other day that literally let his oil run out.
Oh, and that's a problem.
The engine seized up, broke
a tire,
you know, blew a hole in the side of the block, it ran out, but he didn't. You know, I asked him, I said, when was the last time you changed oil? And he says, oil?
Oh, dear. No, yeah. That's a...
And we put a new engine in. But basically, you keep those oil levels, the antifreeze, the transmission fluids, those kind of things, make sure they're good. Your tires. Tires are a big one that you see on the side of the road. People are struggling with tires. And tires, and a lot of people don't know that proper air pressure only saves gas because you'll get better mileage. It saves tires life. And then a tire is a like food in a refrigerator. It's got a shelf life. Mm-hmm. Tires have a shelf life. And after 5, 6, 7 years, they're completely done. I don't care how much tread's on them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're driving around town on a car that has tires that are 10, 15 years old, and I have them come in. Like,
really? Yeah. I would say mine aren't. I have a 2016. I've already changed my tires at least once.
Yeah. But if you have one that has tires on it that old, even if the tread's good, you know, taking that thing to Phoenix on a highway for long times, letting that tire heat up, you're asking for trouble. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but I wouldn't do it.
What do you think of the don't go flat tires? The never flat
tires? The run flats?
Yeah, the run flats. I don't even know what they're called. I just know that.
What the run flats are, you'll see them on the high end faster cars.
Okay.
And the run flats are basically the same they do in NASCAR and some of the racers. And they'll put a run flat inside, a hard tire inside the tire that has air in it.
Okay.
So if the air goes out, you land on the hard tire.
Right, okay.
And what that's going to do to you is take you to the nearest location to change it.
Right.
It's not going to be a replacement for the tire. And it doesn't mean, oh, good, we only have another 150 miles, let's go. No, it means you stop that car.
Yeah, I was told that it would get me up to 50 miles, that I really shouldn't drive it any different than I would my little donut.
And if you're doing 160 miles an hour, it's going to keep...
I don't think my car goes 160 miles an hour.
No, that's why I said if. But the run flat, it's going to land on the run flat and allow you to come to a safe stop, possibly. Okay. Versus a tire blowout, you get down on the rim, you know, things could happen so quick you may not be able to react fast enough. Don't know.
But they're not a bad... I'm getting at this.
I would never buy them.
See, I have two on my car. My front tires on my Prius are run flats.
I would never buy them.
Or they might be the rear tires. Actually, I don't know.
Why would you do that? You can't mix and match them. They weigh different weights. They're going to throw things off.
I think they are. I think there's two and two on my car.
That doesn't make sense. It didn't come like that.
No.
Well, who put those on? You thought it was a good idea?
I didn't do it. Well, yes, I did do it, but I didn't do it.
I don't know. I'd have to talk to my suspension guys and all that stuff. But I would think because they are heavier, they weigh more.
Are they
more.
Heavier? Okay.
Yeah, they're going to be different. I would want to balance the car out, but I don't know. I can't imagine. But I would never buy them. I mean, I'm not going to go that fast where I'm doing like 90. And if I need to change a tire, I'm just going to change a tire.
Yeah, I don't go 90 either. I'm kind of an old lady driver.
I'm like 89. That's it.
My husband tells me I have a lead foot, but I'm really, especially
you
around town.
You have a lead
foot. I don't.
No, I watched you.
Especially around town, I don't.
But also check your spare while we're at it. Check your spare. People don't ever check the spare.
If your car comes with a spare anymore.
Most of them still do, even the donut ones. But the donut ones, like the little ones?
My parents' latest car, they just bought a car last year.
Well, it's not unusual.
Didn't come with a spare anymore.
Yeah, it saves weight, saves money. And they'll put in a tire pump and some stuff to put a, you know, to cover a nail. And it'll do that if you have like a nail or something and you're just low.
But if you have a blowout, you're stuck.
Blowout, you're done.
Yeah.
You don't have a spare.
Because I had that because I was in the UK driving in a car with no spare.
Yeah.
And I had a blowout. In Scotland, in the middle of nowhere.
You call AAA.
Well, I called Avis.
You call whoever.
Because it was their car.
Yeah,
but.
And they're going to come and change it for you.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll come with it. But you know, motorhomes and all those will generally never carry a spare or whatever. They get a flat, they have to call. Because they're not going to change it anyway. You know, it's too heavy a vehicle.
But I have to tell you, in Scotland, what happened was we were in the middle of nowhere.
Some guy in a skirt came up?
He wasn't wearing a skirt. No, he wasn't wearing a kilt. He was wearing pants. But it must have happened near his farm, and he heard the tire, and he actually came out, checked, are you guys okay? Do you need a phone? Oh, my gosh, just the nicest person in the whole world.
Yeah.
Of course, it was Scotland.
And if you're going on a long trip, check that battery. Just make sure the connections are good. You don't have a lot of corrosion. If you do, clean it up. You don't want to have a car not start when you're far away from home.
Yeah.
And nothing's good's happening. You know, you got to, you know, do your best to get that done. You know whose cars are usually the worst maintained are the mechanics' wives. So
That's hilarious.
Yeah, they don't work on their own stuff. Yeah.
So now I'm curious, is Chris married?
Well, he has a young lady he cares about very much.
Okay, and how's her car?
New.
Oh, new. There we go. Sorry, for those that don't know, Chris works at Precision. So
But the fallacy of the mechanics is they don't want to work when they get home. So
yeah.
they're less likely. I mean, they take great care of me. I mean, I'll tell them, hey, check that out before I hit the road. And I do that regularly.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to Phoenix
right.
and I'm taking a work truck or something, I'll say, check that out. And they'll check the air pressure and they'll check everything like everybody should do before they go on a long trip.
Right. So you're telling me that before I go to Las Cruces in January, because I have a kid going back to college, I need to bring it in and make sure that...
Yeah, we can run through it real quick for you. That's not a problem. You know, just check your air pressure real quick, check your fluids and all that kind of stuff. And if you need an oil change, it's coming close, go ahead and get it done, those kind of things. And that way you feel comfortable when you're in the car and it's all good. Check your spare. Make sure it's got the right pressure in the spare, too.
Yeah, because I kind of forget about checking the spare.
Yeah, nobody does.
I mean,
a lot of times, you know, you take those spares out and it's a 15-year-old tire that's ready to, you know, with no air in it. Yeah.
And that would be a problem. You go out to change the tire. I'm like, well, I got a spare. It'll get me the next station.
Yeah, you
could
take off a flat tire and put a flat tire on it.
Exactly. I can just totally see that happening now that you say that. I have never had that happen personally, but I can totally see that happening.
Yeah, it's not fun, right?
No.
Yeah.
I even, because I know before I was allowed to drive, before I was allowed to have a car, my dad made me learn how to do all of that stuff. I had to know how to check the fluids. I had to know how to top off the fluids.
Change the spare.
I had to know.
Change the tire?
Heck with know how. He made me do it in the driveway.
That's how you know how. You have
exactly.
to do it.
So he made me do it in the driveway. He made my mom do it in the driveway too.
Really?
Which was hilarious because it's the funniest story. He and the neighbor were out in lawn chairs drinking beer, watching my mom change a tire on the car. Yeah. So, of course, all the people driving by are just thinking that that's the most horrible thing. There are these two men watching this woman change the tire. But it was intentional because if she was out by herself, they wanted to be
sure
she knew
how to do it.
Well,
as long as the two men were drinking beer, then it's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what makes that acceptable right there.
But, yeah, so, he watched me change a tire. And I've changed multiple tires since then.
Now, When I'm on the road and if I'm not in a big hurry and I see, particularly if I see a woman stranded, I stop.
Well, I've had people stop.
That's a karma thing, too, because I have a daughter and people I care about and I'd want them to protect and take care of.
And you're
pretty vulnerable out there.
Well, and on the other side of the coin, though, then, is that I've had men stop.
Yeah.
And offer to help. But I don't know these men from...
That's scary.
And it's scary. Yeah. And I... have always refused the help because I don't know them.
I understand that.
I don't want them around.
And one time I had a woman that ran out of gas.
Oh, dear.
And this was when I lived in Denver.
Now, I've never had that happen.
And she had a gas can. Okay. I stopped and she didn't want to ride.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you want me to go get some gas and bring it back?
Okay.
I'd be happy to do that. And she said, well, no, I think she was afraid I'd steal her gas can. And then
it's a gas can.
Well, who carries a gas can anyway? But not very. I've never seen that.
Apparently, somebody who runs out of gas regularly.
So she agreed to get in the. I had a 4-door company car. I showed her my business card and everything.
Okay, yeah.
I had a 4-door company card. Do you mind if I get in the back seat? I guess she wanted to bail if she needed to. So
yeah, but if you're going 60 miles an hour down the road, I don't care what seat you're in. Bailing is not a good idea.
So we got her gas. We got it all taken care of.
You know, that was nice of you.
And then one time I stopped where there was three. Female college girls.
Okay.
Traveling. It was on 85 on the way to Phoenix. And they had a flat tire and they were parked too close to the road. And they were on cell phones out there talking to somebody and looking at the car like, how do we fix this? You know, type stuff. And so I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And they all went towards the edge of the woods because their dad was telling them to run if they needed to. Because a guy stopped.
Right, yeah.
And I said, no, look, and I didn't get close to him yet at that point. I said, look, I'm here to help if you need it. Russ Clark. I had a shirt on with my name on it, you know.
Okay, yeah.
And I said, my wife's in the car. And I said, Jenny, get out of the car. And my wife got out of the car.
Okay.
And that made him comfortable.
Yeah.
And they told her dad. And I said, tell your dad, you know, because I'm assuming. And so they let me change it. I said, first thing I want to do is a key in it. And I said, yeah, because I'm going to move it 10 foot off the road.
Yeah, no kidding.
We got plenty of road to move it over. And then I had to get all the cases of beer and alcohol out of the trunk to get to the spare.
Oh, great.
Now, they were very sober, but they were actually loading up for some party.
Got it.
You know. So they were very vulnerable, I think, you know, and I got the tire changed and so I had them on the way.
I had one time I was on a freeway and I pulled over and got a flat tire and it was kind of out in the middle of nowhere. It was up in Illinois and got the tire completely changed. It was, in fact, I was just putting the stuff away when a state trooper pulls up, says, you need any help?
Well, he was not at this point. He was down the street watching for 20 minutes.
Probably. You know? And I'm like, not at this point. They were good.
Could be. No, and my daughter can change a flat, but when she gets one, she still calls me. I think that's only happened once.
But. You know what? And I usually call my husband or somebody just to let them know where I am. It has nothing to do with needing help.
No, she calls me to come change
the
flat.
Oh,
you don't
really?
Understand, yeah.
Yeah, but if it's here in town, I could.
And she could do it.
Doing that too.
I mean,
I'm sure she can.
She's very capable.
It's still hard. Those lug nuts are on tight.
Okay.
You know, and I only have so much strength, and
relative.
Tires are heavy.
Yeah.
And I would rather somebody stronger than I am do it.
Especially on the side of a road and everything. It's all dangerous out there. You don't want to. You know, people lose track. They're focusing on the car, and they forget where they are, and that kind of tragedy happens quite a bit.
Exactly.
All too often.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to get involved in that.
No, you don't. And I've, you know, I grew up with a dad who was, you know, an EMT and firefighter, and so I got to hear the stories of the aftermath of that.
You don't want to hear those either.
Exactly. So no, I know, you know, because we live near a freeway.
Yes, but we're staying home for Christmas. You know,
are you
here?
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter, the two kids, my ex-wife's in town.
Okay.
And so it's all going to be. Right here, which is fine.
That's what we're doing too. We're just staying home.
It's all good. Well, it's a big travel day.
Yeah.
You know, it is. It's a lot of people traveling. Even if they're traveling in, you know, one side of Phoenix to the other side of Phoenix or from here to Gila Bend or Somerton. I mean, people are moving, so be careful.
I'm probably going to travel from my bedroom to my living room.
There you go.
Does that count?
That counts.
Probably don't need to have my car checked for that.
That counts. But Christmas parties are in full swing, you know,
right now.
And drive careful after that and designated drivers.
They are.
Because there's Christmas cheer.
Yes.
Yeah. So make sure you're
safe. We won't go. And New Year's cheer coming up soon, too.
Yeah. And I do it every year. You know, I ask... Sheriff Leon Wilmot, the you know, just to help me out a little bit, so I, you know, as a public service, as to where all the areas are that they're checking for DUIs.
Mm-hmm.
He refuses.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't really want to know. I just want to know if he's going to tell me.
Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah. Something tells me that that's not happening.
Does not happen.
Yeah, it does not happen. But you know what? There's so many ways now to get home safe without driving.
What, with the, Uber and
with
stuff?
With Uber and everything that, you know, it just...
Is Uber fair to taxi cabs?
Is Uber fair to taxi cabs?
Yeah, the services. It's kind of like a do-it-yourself taxi cab.
It is kind of like a do-it-yourself taxi cab.
Yeah, you take mom's car.
And I don't know, because we've had this conversation in our house and discussing about what that does to your personal car insurance... Because you're now using your car
for
business.
It doesn't affect it that much. I know some Uber drivers.
It doesn't?
No.
Okay, because I hadn't looked at it.
Were you thinking about being an Uber?
No, definitely not.
Okay. Here's the thing I like about Uber is, you're looking at the time? Don't worry about it. You got 2 more minutes before you need a break.
He's like, you're making sure that I know when I have a break?
Yeah, okay, you know. The thing I like about Uber is... Your credit card is already known. Your identity is already known. The driver's safer because I'm not picking up somebody that's a total unknown. Somebody
right, that's
that,
true.
That mm-hmm. is got a credit card, got a credit history. Mm-hmm. It's got a name. And the drivers, you know, are more thoroughly checked out, and they're graded by the riders. The riders will put in everything about the driver. if there is a problem or whatever. It just seems more transparent, safer than some of the taxis. And I could be wrong, but maybe the taxis are starting to use those systems.
Which is funny, because I have to tell you that until real recently, if I was traveling somewhere by myself, I felt safer in a taxi.
Oh.
Because I didn't know who the Uber driver was. I didn't know how much they'd been vetted. I didn't know, and a taxi cab pulls up. And I mean, I realize they've got the Uber sticker in their cars or whatever, but it's still... And now I've gotten to the point where I will use either one.
I think it's unsafe for the taxi driver sometimes. Somebody jumps into that cab.
And it is unsafe for the... I mean, I grew up in northern Illinois outside of Chicago where it happened, not real often, but it did happen where a taxi driver would be attacked.
And every once in a while you hear about a crime with, a passenger to an Uber driver, but they already know who you are.
Yeah, they should.
Well, you don't get an Uber unless you're already registered and they know who you are and you've got a valid credit card and all that kind of stuff. So
I've gotten to the point where I trusted them with my kid. I did because he flew
back.
He's
not a kid anymore, is he?
I know. He's not.
Isn't he 18?
Oh yeah, he's almost 19.
19?
I know. Okay. He's still my kid.
All right.
But he flew back after Thanksgiving. He flew back to El Paso. And then
did you have to have one of those chaperone flights where you had an attendant set with him?
He hasn't done that since he was like 12.
12. Jeez.
I'm like, that costs extra money, once the airline said we didn't have to do that anymore, we didn't do it. He's fully capable of finding his way around an airplane by himself. They're not that big.
It's a good thing. You need to take a break.
Okay, well, let's take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
Cool air has made its way across the Southwest, and we are feeling that chill this morning. And the morning hours are going to be on the chilly side much of this week. Afternoons with the sunshine will be just slightly below the norm for the middle part of December. Still comfortable, though. 62 the high this afternoon. It's those nighttime temperatures that you notice. Upper 30s tonight. Tomorrow we've got some clouds. We're dry, 64. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Every day, community. Supporting, giving. Every day at APS, we support Arizona community organizations and our customers. Giving back to help Arizona teachers, nonprofits, and families. Volunteering to support and strengthen neighborhoods. Working with local partners to provide customers with crisis assistance and other services when they need it most. If you'd like to help your community or find assistance for yourself or someone you know, visit APS.com/brighter.
The Arizona Lottery presents a winning carol.
Scratchers are here to bring winning cheer for everyone over 21. For her and him, whoever likes to win. Like your dad Bill, your best friend Lil, your co-worker Jill, your cat Mr. Phil, your stylist So, your mailman Bo, and your helpful Uncle Joe. Merry, 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 merry Scratchers.
This holiday season, give the gift of up to $500,000 with Holiday Scratchers from the Arizona Lottery.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block, like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Listen right here on 560 AM KBOU from 8 to 9 AM every Monday morning to Life, Death, and the Law, where Sean Garner and Adam Hansen discuss estate planning options. Spend Monday mornings 8 to 9 AM with Sean and Adam from Deason Garner and Hansen and learn how you can plan your estate using a will or a trust to protect your family and secure your legacy. That's Life, Death, and the Law every Monday morning from 8 to 9, right here on 560 AM KBOU.
Hey!
And we
AM 560. Oh, it's not. It's you.
It's my show.
It's your show.
It's my show today.
I forgot where I was.
Well, you're still in the right place.
All right, go ahead.
So, sorry. This is Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And well, I think it's my show, but Russ Clark thinks it's his show, but that's okay. That's because we don't have a guest today. So we're just, so it kind of probably does feel like your show.
No.
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 No, because you don't talk about what to do with your car on your
show. We'd be doing politics and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. No. You know what? I mean, I speaking of politics, and mm-hmm.
You can
nice
talk about politics
me.
And not be.
Be nice. Well,
political.
First of all, well, before we get to politics, Russ, I do have to do my announcements. It is the bottom of the hour.
Announce the hell out of it.
I do have to do announcements.
Do it.
So, we have a mixer tonight at Yuma Investment Group. And it's going to be totally fun.
That's a guarantee?
The mixers are always fun, Russ.
Okay, then I'm going to count it as a guarantee.
I mean, that's just how mixers are. If you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong.
How much at the door?
$10 at the door.
All right.
And so 5:30 tonight, Yuma Investment Group, last event of 2022. We're getting close to the end.
Woohoo!
And so we do have, of course, events coming right around the corner in 2023. And so as Russ and I were talking about on the break, so they couldn't hear us, they were listening to commercials, we're doing the annual dinner again with the Chance Auction. Mm-hmm. It is going to be Friday, February 3rd at the Four Points by Sheraton.
All right.
And so we still had people, you know, that weren't there last year. And I don't know. I mean, last year, everybody kind of didn't know what to expect. They'd never done a chance auction before. They didn't know how exactly it worked. And
I've never done one before either. But well, we got it done.
We got it done. We got it done. And so Russ is going to be there again.
I liked it.
And you know what? It seemed like everybody liked it. I had so many people come up that night, and I've had people come up since then that are like, you know, we want to, are you going to do that again? That was kind of fun. So
it was interactive. I mean, everyone had an opportunity.
Everyone had an opportunity to win if they wanted to.
Well, it's chance. There's still a chance.
Exactly.
You know, everybody holds their sign up and.
Right.
And then the idea is, and it was me doing it, but, saying the number one at a time, number two, number two, number four, number 25, number 26. And at some point, the gong hits, and whatever number I'm on,
wins.
They win.
But you have no control over who wins because it's when the gong hits.
It's when the gong hits.
And the people ringing the gong can't see or hear what's going on out in the room.
No.
So they don't know what number you've just called.
Right.
And so it is still completely random and at chance.
And sometimes we get to the point where I'd say number 26, number 20, and it would gong, and I wouldn't finish.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went back to the
have to be
full,
26.
It had to be the one I fully went
through.
Has
to be the last number fully called.
And the one I was pointing at and getting ready to say their number would be like, well, wait a minute.
How come it wasn't me?
Didn't finish.
but we're doing that again. So yeah. it's kind of like I tell people it's kind of like a raffle merged with a live auction.
It's kind of fun.
But it does make it very interactive. Last year we had how many prizes do we have? It was over 106 or something.
In fact, that's what you and I talked about beforehand. It's like we have to do it so rapidly. Remember, if you do one a minute, that's 106 minutes.
Yep.
So this thing has got to be
fast. It's got to be fast.
Because no one's going to sit there for 2 hours
right.
and go through this and say, I had a good time.
Yeah,
it's got to be fast. And as soon as one's done, right up to the next one, like immediately.
Yeah.
And we did. So it was constant. You had to pay attention because
you have to pay attention.
The person that just won may not completely have had their package yet, you know, because the runner's going to take it to them.
Yep.
And we're on to the next one.
Well, and we do. We have plenty of ambassadors that run the prize to them so that they could they want to win the next thing.
Made it real rapid.
It does make it really rapid.
But it still
rapid.
Took well over an hour.
It does. It does.
Of giving away. So it was fun.
Well, you know, the ones I used to do up in Phoenix, they had over 300 prizes. It was over 2 hours.
Sometimes it gets a little bit too much. But
it was. It was. And people would, in fact, I know that as it was getting, I mean, sometimes they ran to like past 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And my husband looking at me going, can we leave? I mean, can we leave? You know, and I'd be looking at the list of prizes. Is there something I want to stay for?
And you got to remember, you've already sat through a few speeches and you've sat through a few other things. My butt already hurts. And now we're going to do a raffle.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. an hour's raffle, 2 hours raffle.
Yeah, sometimes. An hour's good.
But we did well. I mean, we got them out. I don't think anybody.
I think we had almost the right amount of time last year. I probably wouldn't do more prizes than that. Yeah. If we end up with more prizes, we are talking about adding a silent auction as well that we can do at the beginning that won't take up any more time than we already had.
But, you know, I run a lot of auctions for the other organizations, you know, gun organizations, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, stuff like that. I always talk to them about how much time for the entire program.
Right.
You know, we want to get them out in 2.5 hours or 3 hours and let's do it. But if you go 4 or 5 hours.
It's too long.
It's way too long. So let's get your crap together.
Especially on a Friday night, I'm tired.
And we're going to do an itinerary that moves.
Yeah.
So there's always something happen versus, oh, I'm not sure how we're going to do this. Let's take a break real quick while we discuss something. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that.
And especially the thing, and I like ending with the chance auction because it is interactive. So, because if I'm sitting in a room and I'm listening to a program and it's getting later and later, I have to admit I'm getting more tired and more tired. Well, and
but you want to leave and when we talk about radio and stuff like that, and I'm not a trained radio guy, but the you know, obviously, but the thing I was always told is leave them wanting more.
Yep.
Leave them wanting more. And I think the same goes for when you go out to those events. You're like, oh, is it over already?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you've done well. You don't want them to think, oh, my God, this has gone on too long. I've got to get home to the kids. I got babysitters. I've got all this stuff. You guys are dragging out. Because they're not going to look forward to coming back next year.
Right.
You want them to look forward to coming back next year. I can't wait to come back next year. This wasn't enough.
Yep.
So leave them wanting more, and you've done pretty well. But get them out. I mean, you can't go 4 hours.
No. Well, I've
been in many that have.
Well, and I don't. And you probably saw when we do our scripts, even for Good Morning Yuma, there's times on it.
Well,
there's times on it.
That's different because that's a breakfast they have to get to work. So know you got an ending.
But our annual dinner, we do the same way.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've got times on it. We want to know about how long we expect everything to take and try to keep within those times.
So where is this going to be on the February 3rd?
February 3rd at Four Points by Sheraton.
Okay.
And we opened up registration last night. So if you go to the chamber website, yumachamber.org, it's already there. Now, Russ, of course, your tickets are taken care of.
Thank you. What time does that start?
Kind of hard to have an auction without an auctioneer. Yeah. Cocktails at 5:30, dinner at 6:15.
All right. Perfect. I just want to put it on my calendar so I...
So you don't, yeah, because it's hard for us to have an auction without the auctioneer. It truly is.
Absolutely.
and we've already started talking to some of the people that banged the gong last year.
And a lot of those, and those were fun, you know.
Oh, and didn't they get into it? I mean, it was so funny. I have the funniest photo of Colonel McFall playing air guitar.
Yeah. They don't see or hear anything. Do they have a clock in front of them or anything?
No.
Okay. Now they have
because you probably weren't seeing what we were doing up there.
What were you doing?
So what happens is because I don't want to influence when they gong
way. That's what I said. I thought they were completely isolated.
So they're facing away from the audience and their headphones. Last year they were rocking 80s music.
Yeah.
And noise canceling 80s music so that they couldn't really hear what was going on either. I would either tap them on the shoulder or like wave or something started calling numbers.
Yeah.
It was when you started calling numbers. After that, they have to decide when to do the gong. And so
But they had a time. You told them to do it in less than 60 seconds or 30 seconds.
I told them to start counting and to gong it sometime before they got to 30.
Okay.
But it could be at 5. It could be at 23.
Yeah.
I didn't care.
Yeah.
But they were supposed to gong before they counted to 30. And so because 60 seconds is too long.
Oh, gosh, yes.
60 seconds is. And depending on how fast they count, counting to 30 could be 30 seconds. It could be 25 seconds. It could be 40 seconds.
So it could be 5. And I like that.
It could be 5.
You know, occasionally they surprise me.
And it's funny because I have talked to a couple of the people who gonged last year. And one of the things that both of them said was, now that I've done it, one of the things that I have learned is that I need to make some of my gongs faster. So I think we will see, exactly. So I think we will see, you know, it was the first time for most people last year. and they weren't really sure how it worked and weren't really sure.
Yeah, if they do it faster, I don't have to work as hard. That's good.
And you don't lose your voice by the end of the night. Because calling all those numbers is a lot.
I think I walked in with a little bit of a hoarseness, but well, that's good. That's fine.
When we do it in Phoenix, there's usually they usually mix it up. About every 50 items, they change auctioneers.
No, don't do that.
I wasn't going to. I wasn't going to.
I mean, I take control. I want to control it. But I'm a control freak, you know.
I might have learned that, and that's the problem, is that we've got two control freaks sitting here in the radio studio right now.
There you go.
people had so much fun, and it is the expo's our biggest fundraiser of the year, but this annual dinner's a pretty close second.
Oh, good. Maybe, and you always had a, I think it was a packed house. I mean, there was a lot of people there. I don't know if every seat was taken, but every seat was reserved.
It's a couple hundred people, easy.
Yeah, it was good.
Easy. It's not as big as it was before COVID. Before COVID, our annual dinners got up to 400 people, and we're still in the 200,
we get back to that.
Low 200 range. But
how has business been overall for the businesses in the chamber? Has there been any conversation that things are returning?
I think everyone's pretty much accepted this is the new norm, but it varies by business. I mean, it's really hard to say because I have and I don't even mean industry. I mean business, because I have one restaurant owner right now telling me, oh my gosh, my business is the most right now it has ever been.
I know some of those people.
And it is amazing. And I have others that are still struggling a little bit,
right,
that haven't come back the way they were before.
I've seen the same thing.
And so it's hard for me to, I can't make a blanket statement.
And I've seen some that have no problems hiring, and I see some that can't hire.
Yep.
So it's all over the place. But one thing's for certain, with the inflation numbers, with the things that's going on, the food costs going up and other costs going up for all businesses, adjustments have been made mm-hmm. and things are more expensive.
They are.
Yeah, they obviously.
Yeah.
Hopefully those things, that type of environment where we have constant inflation, because was it 7.2 yesterday, consumer price index, or 7.7 or something? It was down slightly from where it was. That doesn't mean it's gone away. It means it's high. It's just not as high as it was. You know?
Right. And I used to pay really close attention to that. One of my old organizations, my raises each year were tied to that.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
actually in my contract.
You're like, oh, great inflation.
I know. And it's not anymore. I don't know. But
well, no, salaries are not keeping up with inflation at all, anywhere, pretty much. I know we're going to have the biggest increase in Social Security that we've ever had, I think.
Well, and the biggest thing that I'm hearing right now is, especially in Yuma, where we do have so many small businesses that pay at or close to minimum wage, the huge increase in minimum wage on January 1, because it's going from $12.80 to $13.85.
It's going up a buck, huh?
Buck five, yeah. And don't forget that nickel. But that nickel makes a difference.
You mean right now it's $12.80?
It's $12.80.
I don't even know if I make that. I don't think so.
Well, then you're underpaid. Versus the owner, kind of, you know, it is what
well,
it is.
I'm taking here at the station.
At the station.
At the business, I don't make anything.
Yeah,
I'm good.
But yeah, so it's going to $13.85, and that is going to, because it not only impacts the businesses that were paying $12.80 to $13.85, but I was just talking with someone who currently pays $15, when it was $12.80, that was a significant jump. But yeah. $13.85 to $15, when you add it up over the year, is not as big of an incentive anymore.
Right.
And so it's not only are businesses that pay minimum wage going to be faced with that expense increase, there are going to be, businesses that were even paying close to that are going to be faced with that increase, because they're going to have to look at that for their own employees in order to retain them.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
It is very tough.
Yeah.
And so just with everything else, and it's just one more expense that's going up, because What a lot of people don't realize with businesses is if they have a business loan, as these interest rates go up, a lot of business loans are variable rate.
Business loans are traditionally more variable, like home loans are traditionally more fixed.
Exactly.
But
and so that means as the interest rates go up, their loan payments are going to go up. And of course, food costs have gone up and fuel costs have gone up. And now the employee costs are going up. And
you keep talking. I'm going to blow you up. Stop it.
I'm sorry.
You need to take a break.
Oh,
you
know, we have to take a break?
You're depressing me with all
that. I'm sorry. We'll have to get more positive
after the break.
Make the season even brighter with beautiful jewelry from JTV. Shop JTV.com and get $25 off your purchase of $50 or more when you use code RADIO25. You'll discover more than 40,000 jewelry designs and gifts. That's enough to keep everyone on your list sparkling all season long. Plus, new customers will receive $40 in brilliant cash to use toward their next jewelry purchase. Shop JTV.com and use code RADIO25 and fill your holiday with sparkle.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you more of what you love, like premium travel benefits and access to Taylor Swift tickets. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. Plus, get access to Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, presented by Capital One. Maybe I'll see you there. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. In the studio with me, as always, is Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. So let's get, I shouldn't say this is less depressing because I said let's talk about something less depressing than all the prices going up because we know that.
Yeah, we got to be, facts are facts.
Okay, but so we started talking about politics and I'm not really sure that's less depressing.
Well, you can talk about politics as long as it's not attacking. You know, that's fine.
So one of the things that I don't know that everybody realizes. As the chamber exec, that's one of the things that I do, not politics, but I work with our elected officials very closely. I get to know them and very fortunate to, quite often. You know, I was at a dinner a couple of weeks ago and Representative Osborne, walked by and, Kim gave me a big hug because, I mean, I get to know them at that level, a lot of them. And I don't know that people, as many people realize how many freshman lawmakers we're going to have at the state level this year. Have you seen that?
There's going to be a few.
A few?
Yeah.
A lot. Just ours alone in the two districts here, and
Michelle Pena for sure. Michelle, that's kind of fun.
Michelle Pena, but it's they redistricted, and that's the first thing because I mean, and what brought this up for me yesterday is because even though I'm living in this every day and already am making plans to go meet the newly elected officials, right after the session starts in January and that kind of stuff. A lot of people don't. And somebody called me yesterday looking for contact information for our elected officials for something in January. And I said, well, it's going to be different by January. And they're asking me, do we still have this person? Do we still have this person? I'm like, no.
They do change.
They do change. Yeah. And so we... half of ours are going to be new.
That's good.
I'm not saying good or bad. Yeah. I'm just saying they're going to be new.
Well, we still have Tim Dunn.
Of course.
Which
we
is
do.
Wonderful.
Which is, Tim
does a great job.
For those people that don't know, and now that the election's over, I'll talk because I'm very cautious because at the chamber we don't endorse candidates.
Right.
But Tim Dunn is one of our elected officials that if he sees a bill that he thinks is going to impact business, just in case I haven't seen it, will actually call me on my cell phone and say, have you seen this bill? I think you might want to take a look at it and give me the bill number so that I can actually go look at something that might impact businesses in our community. So
good for him.
Exactly. And so I'm so used to, you know, I did lobbying at the federal level for 10 years. I'm used to going to them. It has been so refreshing in Yuma County that the elected officials come to me. I mean, I go to them too, don't get me wrong, but they overall and both sides of the aisle, because Senator Otondo.
Well, and that's where we are right now. The election's over.
Yeah.
Now we're going to work.
Exactly. But like for, and same example, Senator Otondo actually called me one morning and said, I know that you're against this bill. I have the floor this afternoon. Can you tell me what you're against so that I can use it in my talking points? Both sides of the aisle equally come to the chamber and talk to us about what is best for our business community. And I just find that absolutely amazing.
Yeah. As it should be.
It is exactly as it should be. And so that's why I said I'm not afraid to talk politics here, because so far our elected officials, you know, in the 2 years that I've been here, I don't look at R's and D's. I don't need to.
No. No. No.
I don't need to. They've all been so welcoming and so like they take my phone calls, I take theirs. We talk and we figure out what we think is, I mean, because in my experience, most people, if they're running for a position like that, wants what's best for their community.
Generally. I mean
they go in with the best of intentions.
Yeah, generally.
Generally.
Yeah, I would give them that.
I mean, especially at the local and state level, it doesn't pay enough for for anything else.
No, but there's other paybacks from having position that is beneficial.
There are.
Yeah.
There are. There's a lot of stress and stuff involved as well. A lot of time.
I never have stress.
Yeah, I never have stress. It was funny, you know, I went to a celebration dinner a couple weeks ago for Governor Ducey, and one of the first things he said was 31 days left.
Yeah, I like Ducey. I do.
I mean, do too.
I didn't always agree
too.
With everything, but that's okay. Well, it's hard to find that person.
I am probably not going to agree with everything, no matter who is elected. Yeah. But I'm open minded. I am going to have my first event with new governor Katie Hobbs on January 12th.
So, she's gonna be in town, or are you gonna be up
there?
No,
I'll be in Phoenix.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be in Phoenix.
Say, bring her by.
Bring her by. I've actually started the paperwork to have her come out.
Okay.
I would love to have her come out and talk to our business community.
Well, as governor, she's going to, I would imagine.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure she'll be in Yuma, but yeah. I mean, for the chamber, just like governor, you know, because Governor Ducey, 8 years, eight times he came out and did State of the State for the chamber.
Sure.
And so I'm going to be reaching out to Katie Hobbs' office.
And Jan Brewer did the same. So
exactly.
We're
actually a huge community, you know, as far as Arizona goes. So, I'm sure she will. But I've started that paperwork. I don't know when it's going to happen yet. I don't, you know, her schedule gets a little tight, as governor's schedules do, but going to work on it. But yeah, I'm in Phoenix anymore. I've been in Phoenix a couple times this last month. And starting in January, I've already got my first three trips to Phoenix planned for public policy issues. So
you spend a little bit of time up there.
I do. That's where the laws are made. So,
yeah,
you know, kind of hard to have a seat at the table if you're not in the same town.
There you go.
So, yeah. So I spent a lot of time doing that.
Putting
miles on the car. Well, I put miles on the chamber vehicle. It's the chamber's car.
It's the same thing.
It is the same thing.
So 20, and we're coming up on 23, obviously.
Right.
And I think there is a lot of turmoil in some things, and some things aren't right. But I think there's still a lot to look forward to, and there's a lot of pathways to success, and that's where our attitude needs to be.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know, not focus on the things that suck. Focus on what's available.
Yeah. I know, that's why I said, let's not talk about depressing now. It's almost the holidays. It's supposed to be a happy time.
And oh gosh, it is. Oh, absolutely. But there's challenges, and we're going to make them. I mean, I think the most of it's behind us, you know, the COVID thing, the lockdowns didn't work out, but they're done, and hopefully they never come back.
You know what, though? You know, and I'm looking at the challenges, and I see the challenges, but I have to tell you, there's nowhere I would rather be than Yuma to face
these challenges.
Seriously,
you've been around, you know.
That sounded terrible. Thanks, Russ.
Yeah, terrible. You've been around.
But you know what? Yuma, it's big enough that we have resources to face challenges.
Yuma's nice.
But it's small enough that we still have that sense of community. If somebody knows you need something, yes, you'll get it.
There's an openness and a pleasantness to Yuma that doesn't exist everywhere.
Exactly. And I don't know that people who have lived here their whole lives realize how lucky we are.
It's tougher once you're, you know, I've been here long enough, I forgot about it. But it's,
yeah,
you know, you almost have to be somewhere else and then come back to it and take a look at it. You're running out of time, young lady.
Okay, well, but Russ, thanks so much for filling this hour with me. And don't forget to make sure that before you go out for your holidays, have your car checked, check the fluids, check the tires. And if you need to, take them to Precision and they'll check them for you.
Stay safe.
And stay safe. You You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.